See, what did I tell you? Down in flames. Nothing works on that woman. I cranked my tail up between my legs, lowered my head, and slunk away. Shamed, disgraced, rejected by the very woman to whom I had devoted my life to whom. I switched my eyes over to a routine we call, I'm not sure I'll ever make it through the day, and even provoked a spell of coughing. Sometimes that will touch the hearts of the women folk, coughing. From my deathbed, I watched them. They loaded up the camping gear into Slim's pickup. Alfred gave his mother a hug.
Bye, Mom. I sure wish Dad could come with us.
I know you do, sweetie, but he's worried about his cattle.
She gave Slim a pat on the arm.
Slim, this is very kind of you, and I know Loper appreciates it.
Yes, ma'am, he mentioned that.
It's just too bad this water situation came up.
Yep. Well, Button, let's load up. The excitement is starting to build.
They got into Slim's pickup, waved one last goodbye, and drove away. Only then did the cinder block of truth come crashing down upon my head. They had actually left me behind. I was trying to work my way through this crushing development when Drover arrived. He glanced around.
I'll be darned, you're not going?
That's correct.
Did you get in trouble with Sally Mae again?
That's one way of putting it, yes.
Maybe you'd better stay out of her yard.
I gave him a withering glare. Drover, when I need advice from you, I'll ask for it. Now please hush. Oh, and hold my calls. I don't wish to be disturbed.
Yeah, but Sally Mae just called your name.
What? He pointed his paw.
She's calling you. Maybe she's changed her mind.
I moved my gaze towards the yard gate and saw her standing there. She wore a friendly smile, and she was calling my name in a pleasant tone of voice.
Hey, come here, boy.
I whirled back to Drover. Excuse me, I've just received an important call. It appears that Sally Mae has begun to regret her cruel and shabby treatment of me and wants to make a complete apology.
How sweet.
I squared my shoulders and trotted down to the gate. Would I be gracious enough to accept her apology? Sure. Of course. To be honest, I couldn't understand why it had taken her so long to patch things up. But as they say, better late than later. By George, if she was willing to walk the first mile, I could sure walk the second step. She had parked baby Molly in the stroller and was standing beside the yard gate, beaming a warm smile in my direction. As I approached her, I found myself thinking, why couldn't it be this way all the time? How had things gotten so badly out of kilter? It was a crying shame that two grown, mature individuals... What was that thing in her hand? A long piece of leather? What was she doing with... Huh? I stopped in my tracks.
Come on, boy! Come on!
All of a sudden, I remembered what she whispered to Slim. Something about, when you leave, I'll lock him in the barn. You'd forgotten about that, but I hadn't. No, sir. And I had a pretty good idea who the him was. Me. And getting myself locked up in a dungeon wasn't gonna fit into my schedule. She sensed that something was afoot. Her smile slipped a couple of notches, and her voice acquired an edge.
Hey, come here, now!
I went two slow swings on the tail section and avoided her gaze.